Council members Magdalena Carrasco and Raúl Perales announced on Monday a proposal for an emergency pause on rents for all renters in San Jose who have been financially impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Councilmember Raúl Perales says the city's current eviction moratorium is not enough.
Our current eviction moratorium only delays the inevitable. 3 or 4 months from now, a low-wage worker will only have accumulated a massive rent debt. Eviction will become almost inevitable. According to the most recent census data, the median income for a renter in San Jose is just $55,125 a year, roughly 68% of the city's overall area median income. A rent pause will protect the families that are facing the difficulty of making their next rent payment and protect them from the real prospect of eviction. Nobody should be evicted if they can't pay their rent due to the coronavirus.
The proposal would waive rents for all tenants impacted by COVID-19 for at least 90 days, retroactive to April 1st. Selma Angeles is a San Jose tenant. She says she's worried about becoming homeless during the crisis and is afraid of how that would impact her children.
Her children will be impacted emotionally by this whole situation. For example, my children and I lived for more than 5 years without a stable home because of the high cost of rent, and we've been at our current home for about a year now. And now without a job, without rent suspension, how am I going to explain to them once again that they won't have a place to live? We're asking for something reasonable in a state of emergency, in a global crisis where most people were directed to stay home, where families lost their jobs and their ways of earning a wage to pay the rent.
San Jose Council members Carrasco and Perales are part of a growing list of lawmakers and housing advocates across the country who are urging their local and state governments, as well as the federal government, to freeze rent payments and mortgages for the duration of the COVID-19 crisis. Democratic presidential candidates Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders have made similar appeals. Councilmember Magdalena Carrasco says a rent freeze could provide some economic relief to poor people and people of color who are being hit the hardest by this crisis.
Poverty is a comorbidity. In other words, it's an underlying health condition. It makes people more susceptible to getting the virus, spreading it. Folks are not taking care of their overall health because of a lack of insurance. And people who are low income and are of color experience higher rates of infection due to high density housing, crowded living conditions, and less access to medical resources. Black and Latino communities also experience diabetes and asthma at higher rates, making us unequally vulnerable to this infectious disease.
The council members are asking the San Jose City Council to take up the proposal at its next meeting on April 7th. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Luana Muniz.